Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, everybody. This is Elder James Smith from Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, and I just want to thank each and everyone that's listening to Blog Talk Radio right now, and I just want to give God his thanks for his grace and mercy over my life and all of y'all lives and stuff. So, first of all, let me thank my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, for me being able to do this show, and my chief apostle and overseer, Dr. Murray Ogburn, and my assistant and pastor, Pastor Murray Williams, and my wife, Minister Yvette Smith, and to Pastor Sybil Johnson, Prophetess Loretta, and Brother Ty Salisbury, and to Brother Thomas and Sister Jackie, and to Apostle Reginald Pender and Prophetess Linda, and to everybody else out there, in the name of Jesus. And first of all, let us go to the throne of grace first. Father God, in the name of Jesus, come to you as humbly as know how, Father God. First, Father God, I want to ask for forgiveness of all my sins, Father God. I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy, Father God. I want to just thank you for you being who you is in my life, Father God. And let me decrease while you increase, Father God, so the people can get a word from you, Father God. Let nothing I say come out, but let everything that you want to say come out my mouth, Father God, today. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, amen. Amen. Blog Talk Radio, we want to just thank Jesus Christ, because Jesus Christ, the way to get to the Father. And a lot of people don't know that and stuff. And a lot of people in our religion and stuff, they say it's other ways to get to God, but the word doesn't lie. It says it's one way to get to God. And if people knew what I knew, they would get saved, because you can be an alcoholic, a drug addict, a drug dealer, be in prison several times and stuff, but Jesus, he can change your life. And I'm not saying that just to say that. I'm saying that because I was all those things I just said. I was in prison for 20 years. I done overdosed 18 times. I was shot. I was stabbed. And, I mean, I done 20 years of prison, not straight, but they say on an installment plan and stuff. And I done had a heart attack and everything. But by God's grace and mercy, he kept me. That's why I'm on here, because I have to give God his glory for allowing me to be here, because I shouldn't be here, but God, with his grace and mercy, like I said, has saved me and kept me. But he saved me through his son, Jesus Christ. And if you're not saved, it's time to get saved. It's time to get saved. And I'm going to tell you how the way to get saved. I'm going to come from John chapter 3, and it says, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, but no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except the man be born again, that's what I was talking about, being saved, he cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born. Jesus answered, verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, receiving the Holy Ghost, he cannot enter into the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the Spirit is spirit. Because when you get saved, the Holy Ghost will come inside of you into your life and stuff. And talking about being born of the Spirit, then he said, being except a man be born of water, being baptized in the name of Jesus, and you will receive the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you will be able to enter into the kingdom of God. But the only way to enter into the kingdom of God is from John 14, verse 6, and it says, I'm going to come from verse 5, and it says, Thomas said unto him, Lord, we know not whether thou goest, and how can we know the way? Jesus said unto him, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. That's the only way you can get to God the Father, is through the Son, Jesus Christ. And he said, if you had known me, you should have known my Father also. And from henceforth you know him and have seen him. When Jesus came on earth, he was God in flesh. He was God in flesh. And that's why the only way to get to God the Father is through the Son, Jesus Christ. And I'm going to tell you more about things that you have to know about Jesus. And I'm going to come from John chapter 10, starting from verse 7. Then said Jesus unto them again, verily, verily, I say unto you, I am the door of the sheep. All that ever came before me are thieves and robbers, but the sheep did not hear them. I am the door. See, by me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved, and shall go in and out, and find pastor. Let me say that again. He said, I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. Then verse 10 says, the thief cometh not, talking about the devil, the enemy, the adversary, Satan. The thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. That's what the devil do. He comes to steal everything out of your life, your joy, your mind, all that stuff, and to kill, take you out before your time, kill you by taking drugs, alcohol, being shot, and to destroy. That means destroying everything in your life. Then Jesus said, I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. Jesus come to give you life. And he said, not just life. He said, life more abundantly. And you have to know about Jesus, because Jesus is the way. There's no other way. I don't care what nobody else tells you. It's no other way. People used to try to tell me that it was other ways, and I didn't really know. But when I got saved and Jesus came into my life, I realized that he is the only way to get to the Father. Jesus came down here and died for our sins, that we could be reconnected back with the Father, And the devil, he want to take you out. He don't want you to be saved. He don't want you to go to heaven, because there's only two places going to go when we leave here. This is only temporarily, and you have to go to either heaven or hell. A lot of people don't like to talk about hell, but it's in the Bible, and the word doesn't lie, so you have to about this stuff. We can't just be telling people about cars, houses, and money and stuff. We have to tell them the truth. And he say, the truth will make you free. Only the truth will make you free. Because a lot of people don't like to read the Bible and open the Bible because the Bible will convict you and tell you about yourself. The things that you're doing that's not of God is wrong. But I'm not here to judge. Everybody has to come before the judgment seat of Jesus Christ. That's what it says in the word. It says, by the judgment seat of Jesus Christ, because he said the Father gave everything to the Son. And you're either going to be judged, and you're either going to hear him say, well done, my faithful servant, enter into the kingdom of God, or you're going to either hear him say, depart from me, you worker of iniquity. And we don't want to hear him, from me, you worker of iniquity, because when he say that, we gonna go to hell. And Jesus has the last word. Jesus has the last word and the last say so. And when he says that, that is it. That is it. So we need to get saved right now and stuff. And I'm trying to tell you, if you knew what I knew, you would be running to church to be saved, because it's we already at the end. We coming to the end, and Jesus is coming back. He's coming back for his people. So if you're not saved, it's time to become one of his people. It's time to be saved, become one of his people right now. And I'm just telling you this because I know we all been through things, but some of us don't know how to get out these things. And how can we get out these things? And it's by Jesus Christ. Jesus say, if you call on him, he'll come into your life. If he say, if you hear a knock at your heart, open the door. Open the door. And his Father will come in and sup with you. And he did, when he left, he said, I'm not going to leave you comfortless. I'm going to send the Holy Ghost, talking about the Holy Spirit, the third one of the Trinity, the Father, Son, and the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit, whichever one y'all want to call. And when the Holy Spirit comes into your life, he will tell you the things that God wants you to do and what God wants you to hear, not the things that the enemy wants you to hear and wants you to do, because he wants to destroy all of our lives, especially when you get saved, because he don't want none of us to go to heaven. But the Holy Ghost will give you power, will give you power, because Jesus said, I came to destroy the works of the devil. And Jesus is the only one that can destroy the works of the devil. Nobody else. So if somebody tell you something different, God says not right. God says not right. And he says, when you get Jesus in your life, you're going to know his voice. He said, my sheep know my voice. And, yes, I know his voice, and I'm thankful for him coming into my life and saving me. And I thank him for giving me things that I never thought I would have, a wife, children, grandchildren, a nice house over my head, a vehicle, and things like that. But what it's all about trying to get to heaven, trying to do the right things. And yes, Nobody wants to hear they're an alcoholic when they know they're an alcoholic, or a drug addict when they know they're a drug addict. We need to tell them that they could be more than that, and Jesus can make them more than that, that Jesus can turn their life around and turn their minds around, because the battlefield is in the mind, and our mindset tells us to do stuff wrong or tells us to do stuff right. And it's either going to be the devil telling you to do something wrong or Jesus telling you to do something right. Come on and get saved. Come on and get saved. And people think when you get saved, you can't have no fun in your life. But yes, you can have fun in your life and stuff, but have fun the right way and stuff. Because God said he don't want no man to perish. No man to perish. But everybody not going to listen to us. And everybody not going to go to heaven. But if God has called you and chosen you to talk to people about him, just do it. And if one person hears you and catch on, you done your job and stuff. You done your job and stuff. And I just thank Jesus for coming in my life, because I thought all that was going to be in my life was drugs and prison and stuff. And that's not a good life. That's the type of life that the devil wants you to live. But Jesus wants you to live life and have it more abundantly, and peace, joy, and a sound mind, and love, not hate. So we thank Jesus for being who he is in our life. We thank Jesus for being the way to the Father. We thank Jesus for just changing our mindset, changing our life around, making us better than we was, because some of us was almost 6 feet deep, but by the grace of God, we're still here. And somebody didn't wake up this morning, so give God his honor and glory. Thank him for his grace and mercy over your life today. Thank him. Wake up. Thank him. Before you go to sleep, thank him. Hallelujah. Thank him through the day. Thank him through the night. Because God is good and great things in your life. And the devil, he wants to do bad things in your life. So ain't you tired of letting the devil make you do bad things in your life? Now it's time to come to Jesus, that you can do good things in your life, and that you can stomp on the devil's head, that you can have power over the enemy. So I thank each and every one of y'all for listening to what I said, and I hope that y'all got something out of what I said. And my name is Elder James Smith, and I'm from Sunshine of Faith International Ministry, and our, where we have church at is at 4801 Liberty Heights Avenue, and service starts at 1:30. So come out and see us and hear the word of God truthfully, because some people are sugarcoating the word so people can continue to stay in their church and continue the money and the offering plate and stuff. But come on, it's time to tell people the truth, because Jesus is coming back soon. He said he's coming back for a church without spot and blemish. So we thank each and every one of y'all once again for listening to us on Blog Talk Radio. And our leader, once again, of Sunshine of Faith International Ministry is Apostle Murray Ogburn, and our assistant pastor is Pastor Murray Williams. And come out and hear one of them give you the word of God that can change your life, that you can have joy in your life, and you come out better than you was when you came in. We shouldn't come out of church the same way that we went in. So I thank y'all once again. And as my apostle says, when we go off the radio and we sign off, I'll see you when I see you. Amen.